Welcome to Life, Passion and Business, and this is one of my podcast shorts. My name is Paul Harvey, and this is Life, Passion and Business. We're about helping you explore, finding your passion for life and the work that you do. But it's so much more than that. It's about finding clues to the big life questions. What does it mean to be successful? What is the meaning of life? If you're looking for more, then join me on this journey, where together we will discover through interviews, tools and tips how to live life full of meaning, passion and purpose. Welcome to the first shortcast of 2020. My name is Paul Harvey and I am your host at Life, Passion and Business. So today's program is all about gratitude. And if you've ever been involved in a personal development practice or done anything around this idea of moving forward in life, gratitude is a key part of it. Everyone will tell you that be grateful for things that are around you because it changes things in you. And it is so true, because when we are grateful for things, it kind of raises our energy. We kind of get that level of appreciation for things in our life or what we have. And that comes through, and it's hard to explain or describe really, but it does have a major impact on life. Now, I've tried the gratitude things. I've tried a gratitude journal. I've tried writing 50 pieces of gratitude. I've tried all these things. And what I noticed about them is they become a bit fake. You know, thank you for chocolate, or thank you for, I can't remember now a thing I was going to say. But, they become a bit odd when you try and force this idea of gratitude. So it has to flow more. So we did a process throughout December, and I'll give you the background of that process. So my wife and I have different views of Christianity. I mean, we live in a Christian country, and we were both brought up within that kind of framework, but neither of us are active churchgoers. We are more spiritual people than I would say Christian people. But at the same token, there is some connection with the Christmas story. Now, I would suspect that comes from my childhood. It comes from those feelings, those positive feelings of happy days in connection with that. So as my son grew up, we were involved in a Steiner school, and they always have festivals, and they would definitely use that Christian festivals. And so we adopted a lot of those festivals, or certainly those rituals around Christmas for him. And over the years, it has meant that Christmas wasn't just present day. It had another meaning. Not that strong a meaning, but you know what I mean. But of course, my son's getting older and he has less relevance to him. And we were considering what we were going to do around rituals around Christmas, because we do want it to be something a little bit more than just the day you give presents to everybody. So thinking about it, Advent was the first part. You know, the Advent is the only time in life where you get an excuse to have chocolate before breakfast. So, and you're saying that we've never had a chocolate Advent calendar. We have had different Advent calendars, but never a chocolate one. But we decided to find something that we could do for Advent, and it was the wife's idea to do daily gratitude. So every evening after our meal, we would write something down that we were grateful for the day, something about the day that made us happy or feel good about it. And then the idea was we were going to take those with us on Christmas Day and read out one or two after we've had our Christmas meal. So my mother-in-law and her partner took part. So there were going to be five of us involved in this. And so we did. We all did this every day. We did our gratitude list, or wrote down a piece of gratitude, and we took them with us on Christmas Day. So after dinner, we sat around, and the idea originally was to take one or two of these bits of gratitude and just read them out. I have to say, we listened to 125 pieces of gratitude. It was the most amazing experience I've had around gratitude for a very long time. What happened was, as people read out a piece, it was like, wow, that, and we could see it land in them as they read it back out, and we could experience it for them. So in a way, we were getting to experience gratitude as well. And so it got to the point, but what else have you got? Well, tell us another one. And it's like, they were just amazing. And what was also quite fascinating was how simple they were. How it was the simplicity of it. You know, here's one from me, a great podcast conversation with Jennifer Main, and attending the winter gathering at the Findhorn Foundation. Having everything I need for a perfect Sunday. New brakes on my bike. Yeah, simple things that I appreciated. And because when I was expressing these with my family, I was giving the background behind them, the story attached to that piece of gratitude, and like, again, reliving the good experience. So what I recognize here is gratitude is powerful, but what's even more powerful is finding a way of sharing it with someone else. And I'm not suggesting you wait to Advent to do this. And I have to say, this is probably going to be an Advent fixture because it was absolutely brilliant. You know, but it might be that you pick a week or something and you do gratitude for that week and then you read it at the weekend. You know, but what I recognize here is the power of this process, or the power of appreciating what we have. So I would love to know your response to gratitude and how you use it in your life. So please reach out to me, post on the Facebook page, or send me an email if you don't want to be public. I would love to hear your stories around gratitude. Anyway, that's my podcast short for today. And I'm going to come back to gratitude in the next podcast short, which should be about a week away, so that you can... There's another aspect of gratitude, and I want to cover that one in that podcast. So I hope you're having a wonderful day, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, and I will catch you later. All the best.